FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Well, South Africa has resumed exports of animal genetic materials for the first time since the 2021 foot and mouth outbreak. More than 300 Bonsmara embryos were sent to Paraguay last month after lengthy negotiations to reinstate export protocols. Dr. Pierre van Rooyen is the retired CEO of the SA Stud Book and chair of the National Genetic Export Advisory Committee. He says South Africa was effectively shut out of the global genetics market, a major blow for local stud breeders whose animals remain in high demand. The doctor says South Africa's indigenous breeds are especially prized for their hardiness, adaptability and production ability backed by trusted breeding systems. But he adds that people are still very anxious to get our genetic material.
Regardless the fact that we have foot and mouth, there are certain restrictions and certain guidelines for this. And this is a quite elaborate type of negotiation. And the thing is that the negotiations can only be done on the interdepartmental level. In other words, between the Department of Animal Diseases in South Africa and the department on the other side.
Hundreds of shipping containers filled with clothing once destined for destruction have been donated to facilities that look after vulnerable people. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks was at the Tutuzela Centre in the Bluff in Durban, where thousands of boxes and bales were being sorted today.
President Social Development's acting head, Mapili Mhlongo, says the clothes, some of them branded, were intercepted by SARS at customs and are now being put to good use.
Because they came to the country illegally and they have not met all the requirements for SARS, they have then been taken from the owners.
Several non-profit organizations have already started collecting donations, including children's homes and centers that support survivors of abuse. One of the beneficiaries, Jenny Combs from the Winter Victim Friendly Center, says the donation will help restore dignity to the people they serve.
Considering they're getting brand new clothes and they don't have to dig for secondhand clothes to wear, especially in the conditions they come in, some of them are so emotionally abused and they really feel less than wanted. We just give them a bit of hope.
The department says the items will be distributed across its four clusters, covering the northern and southern districts, as well as Etigweni. Lon Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Bluff.
A suspect has been arrested after allegedly stealing a police car in Wentworth. Officers were attending to a complaint at a business premises on Austerville Drive when the 23-year-old got into the vehicle and drove off. KZN police say the suspect drove recklessly on a public road. Officers gave chase and the police car thief eventually stopped and was arrested. And Britain's former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn is promising a new kind of political party after launching a new political movement with another MP, Zara Sultana. They are calling for the mass redistribution of wealth and promise to root power within communities, trade unions and social movements.
It's democratic, it's grassroots and it's open. And Zara and I have sent out this statement today, which has had a massive pickup already. But the broad political principles are there.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 20 tomorrow, Richards Bay 23. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.